8:17. We are heirs of God, and God. Joint heirs with Jesus. This is Air Church
with Pastor Dave Thomas of the Air Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theairchurch.org. That's the theairchurch.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
But in the tribulation, that's how you get saved. Well, endure what? They have to go and not take the mark of the beast. They're living under a different set of circumstances. See, if you lived in the Old Testament prior to Jesus, you would have a different set of rules if you're a man or woman of God. The priest has got to go in once a year for the sins of the people. You weren't praying to God in the name of Jesus. He hadn't come yet. All right, so here, as we look at the resurrection, this understanding of this resurrection of Jesus, the focal point of the church, to understand what Jesus accomplished, and what he accomplished was redemption, that God redeemed man to himself, but that was done by the blood of Jesus. All right, so, but the key thing is, let's get into the hearts and presence of the men and women that were with Jesus before he died. And, you know, just think, well, what is he going to tell us, you know? And he told them he's going to go to the cross and die, and they didn't, and he's going to be raised from the dead, but they still didn't get it because of the principle of expectation. They were expecting something else. Say, listen, here's a challenge. This is a challenge even with people today. When people want their life to be better, they want to do better in life, they want a better life. I'm talking about right here on earth. They don't see that the way to a better life down here is a spiritual pathway. It's a spiritual pathway. Any better you do down here without the Lord is temporary. The word said, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? See, in other words, it's spiritual to the natural. And so what man would not figure that it's going to occur, your betterment in your life, your transformation in your life, the change that you need is an invisible change. It's an invisible change. And then based on the word of God, that change, the power of that word will make the transformation, then it becomes visible when you begin to follow the word of God. But at first, people hear this, people go to church and they think, well, if I go to church, I'm going to be a better person. Not necessarily. If you get born again, amen, and become a part of the church, the body of Christ, not just the church building, but the body of Christ, and you stay in the word, your life will change. Because you change it in new birth. The whole old things have become new. Amen. You're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Amen. All right. Now let's stay with this. Now this helps you to understand, because people by and large are natural. They're carnal. They're in the natural. They're looking for a natural. Give me a natural change. And they think coming to church is that natural change. Well, I go to church now. No, that's not the change. The change is getting saved. You can get saved at Winn-Dixie. Amen. Get in the word of God. The change will take place. Then you'll want to go to church, but you come to church. What you're coming to church for is spiritual. It's the word of God. Not the building, not the people, the word of God. Can you say amen? As you look at people, you come from all kinds of different backgrounds, and you meet people, they have no idea who you are or what you come out of. All right, but let's go back again and look at Jesus. Amen. The word says, he told them to take heed to themselves, and then it goes down. He said the gospel must be preached to all nations, amen. And he said they that endure to the end shall be saved. But then verse 14 says, but when ye shall see the abomination of desolation. Say that with me, say the abomination of desolation. All right, now, as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not be, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountain. Now, what will happen what'll happen is, in the prophet Daniel, in the book of Daniel, you get the prophecy, amen, of the tribulation. It's revealed in the book of Daniel. Now here, Jesus is referencing it. Now, here's the thing to understand. When you look in the gospel, and you look at Jesus' reference, an Old Testament scripture reference, he's talking to Jewish people. He couldn't tell a Gentile about Daniel and the abomination, because they wouldn't know what he was talking about. So the Jewish people, they have a reference to it. So here, what we're learning, not just is Jewish culture in terms of where they are in the natural, because remember, none of them saved. When this is written, nobody's born again. They're all under the law. They're all under the law. All right, so many people became Jews. They said, well, I'm going to be a Jew, enjoy and become a Jew. All right, now, so in the end, I'm going to talk about some geographics of Judaism, et cetera, how they relate in Africa, amen, in different parts of Africa, but not today. Now, so Jesus is saying this to them. This is in red writing in your Bible. He said, but when ye shall see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not. Now, look up again. Jesus, the disciples who Jesus is talking to, they won't be alive. They would have all died. They won't be alive for this. But Jesus is telling them, the gospel is recording, amen, what Jesus is telling to the disciples. Because Jesus is not going to come back down to earth and tell all us again. No, he told them, and it's documented in the Bible, in the Word of God. And because they're going to be alive when Jesus dies. So Jesus is giving them a picture so they will have an understanding of the time period they're in, and that the time period is going to have an end, and something is going to happen. And what's going to happen, they need to know, because they have an accountability at that period. Is this making sense to you? See, this is recorded, in essence, Jewish history you're looking at. Jesus told the disciples, here's what to look for, because why tell them? Because they knew what was in Daniel. They knew what was in Daniel. Next time we'll go and I'll read it to you in Daniel. And because it was Old Testament, so he told them what would be happening. Now, here again, he hadn't gone to the cross yet, but he's got to get them ready. Because now, it's funny, and I said this the other night, amen, Wednesday, how interesting it is, because Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. And I don't want to get outside the camera view, but Jesus is getting ready to go to the cross. He's telling them some things that need to be documented before the church goes into the church age. See, actually, the church hadn't even been born yet. The church hadn't been born yet. The church doesn't get born till here, till Jesus come out of the grave. Amen. The New Testament church is born after this cross. Are you following me? So these guys, amen, they're Jewish guys, the Old Testament. They're God's chosen people. They're the custodians of the Word of God. This is an interesting thing when you talk to Jewish people, amen, and their frames of reference. So Jesus told them about Daniel. Now, I'm going to go a little bit further, but Jesus gets off of this subject, because what happens is when Jesus gets ready to go to the cross, this is a whole different subject altogether. So it doesn't fit with what he's telling them about what was in Daniel. Okay? All right. Y'all with Jesus, aren't you? Okay, you got to follow what he's talking about. Here you walking around with this guy. He raising the dead, opening blind eyes, casting out demons. And whenever he starts talking, you got to listen to him, because he's saying some very unique things. It's like, hey, man, you heard what he said? What do you mean by that? I don't understand. It was really different to them. Because remember, they had to figure out who he was, his identity, and then what he was talking about. And then when he was young, he was among the scribes and the Pharisees. He went among the scholars. He was revealing. Those scholars, what do you think they were studying? They were studying Old Testament history. They were in there. And so he went and told them what it all meant. He was interpreting, as a 12-year-old, he was interpreting the history. Because remember, Jesus wasn't born when he came. Remember, he came into the earth. He was explaining to them what everything meant. And they marveled that he could know this. How could he know this? All right, so let's go back. I'm going to talk about Jesus. Amen. So God had sent him. So he had to get back on track with his mission. What does this have to do with healing? It has to do with redemption. Redemption has to do with healing. As we said, Brother Chris, that healing is in the atonement. It's in the package. I was listening to a man of God a while back. He was talking about, you know, Jesus meant spiritual healing. No, he didn't. He's talking about spiritual healing. No, he's talking about healing for your body. The believers shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It meant what he said. Now, so in any case, but I said, okay, brother, anyway, let me go on. Amen. But, you know, it's good because, you know, you're learning this and making an effort. It said, but you shall see abomination of desolation as spoken of by Daniel the prophet, all right? Standing where it ought not be, let him that read it understand. Then let him that be in Judea flee to the mountain. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein, to take anything out of the house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again for to take up his garment. But woe to him that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, and pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction such as, read verse 19, for in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be. Y'all see what y'all just read? Jesus said, he's talking about a time period. He said, in those days. What days, Jesus? Well, it says, listen, Jesus is getting ready to die. So he's talking about a time period that hadn't occurred yet. He's getting ready to give birth to the New Testament church. The Holy Ghost is going to come into the earth. He's not talking about the church age. All right, so what happened? The church age, we're born in the church age. This is where all the redemption, healing, deliverance, casting out devils, victory, joy, unspeakable. All of this comes in the time period that we live in. We're near the end of that period. But the world not coming to an end. The world not coming to an end. It ain't coming to an end. It's got to have the end of this period. This guy had 7-year tribulation. Jesus got to come back. And then he going to reign for 1,000 years. Are you following me? So we got some time. But the time where the time is urgent is to get people to be saved. To be born again where Jesus can come in their heart. They can be saved. Where they can, the work of the Holy Spirit, where they can get saved. Like now, the ability to be saved, to be born again, is unique to the church age. The ability to access God in a relationship by the blood of Jesus through your faith in the finished work of Jesus is unique to the church age. It couldn't happen in the Old Testament. Jesus hadn't come. It's not going to happen in the tribulation. The Holy Ghost is going to minister, but he's not going to be in the earth in his earthly ministry where people can get saved. Wait a minute. No. See, now, one of the works of the ministry of the Holy Spirit is people get saved. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. But is that same in the baptism of the Holy Spirit? No. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is the work of the high priest, the minister. Jesus, John said, I baptize you with water, but there's one come to baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Come on, somebody. That's in the spirit subsequent to salvation once you're saved. But that's the work of the Holy Ghost who's in his earthly ministry. So what is this about? Am I helping anybody? Well, I was just seeing where you go to your Bible and you'll be able to look at it. So in this period, what Jesus is telling them about, I tell you, you know, I was thinking about, a lot of people, when you get past 50 or whatever, you got time to really know God. You stop ripping and running the streets and all this here. You, You better sit down and learn about God. Your faith can outdo all your ripping and running. You did all that time. You can use your faith. You begin to learn the very power you have. When you slow down and listen to God, you begin to pray prayers that you never prayed before. You begin to release your faith you never had before. You begin to understand the peace that passes all understanding. Keep your heart and mind. Stuff people worry about, you won't even worry. You'll be totally delivered from worrying. Well, ain't you worried about that? No. Why? I've been delivered from worry. Amen. I have faith in God. So, in any case, I get the healing. So healing, and see, healing is clear. When you look at after we get to Pentecost, amen, and the Holy Ghost comes in the earth, and then the same disciples, when they go out, Peter, they pass by the man at the gate, beautiful. Says, Sylvan, go have our number, such as I have, give unto thee in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Can I say amen? Rise and walk. That's healing. That's divine healing. They said, get up and walk. He couldn't walk. That's the ministry of the church age, the period where we're in. Getting people saved. You ever led anybody to Jesus? That's unique to the church age. You can do that in the Old Testament, and you won't be able to do it in the tribulation either. All right. But now the work of the Holy Ghost, they're going to be preaching the gospel. 144,000 Jews. I said, God, they're not going to do this on their own will. No, they're going to be sealed. They're going to be preaching the gospel, and people want to. They're going to want to. The Jews want to come to God, but they can't come like you came. Coming to God was going to have a big price on it. Amen. But you said, "Well, I'm gonna come to Jesus." And we can say, you can't get saved like that no more." Well, how come? Well, how can I get saved if I can't get saved without Jesus? You in the tribulation now. You got to believe on Jesus and hold on to what you believe and don't take the mark. Let your church say, praise the Lord. Do you know in the Old Testament, well, how did they get saved in the Old Testament? They didn't get saved. They didn't get born again. But they believed toward the cross. They believed toward the cross. They know Jesus was coming. But until he come, you can't get what he brought. Man could not get what Jesus brought until he came and brought it. And it was his life. Oh, I know people say, well, I don't know about that. I never heard that. Wrong. Listen, you'll read your Bible. But I'm just giving it to you in pieces where you'll understand, amen, the blessing of the time period that you live in and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. The excitement of this period is the ministry of the Holy Ghost. It came in the earth on the day of Pentecost, and the Bible explains through the epistles what he does. He's a helper. He's God the Spirit. Now, all right, so here, he's the administrator of the will. A part of the will, amen, redemption, healing, divine guidance, peace of mind, prosperity, all of that. Poverty is a curse. You've been redeemed from the curse. Sickness is a curse. Spiritual death is a curse. All of that. So you've been redeemed from it. So anyway, I'm going to give you all the scriptures on that. But anyway, so let's go further. So it says, verse 20, this is Mark 13:20. Except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. Now, what that save right there means, stay alive. The earth would the tribulation during the period, you got it's going to end a certain way, and Jesus had to stop it. Man would have totally destroyed himself on the earth. It said, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he has shortened the days. That's not the church age, y'all. That's not this period we're living in right now. And then if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, here he is there, believe him not. For false Christ and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take heed, behold, I have foretold you all things. Isn't that the way your Bible reads? He said, behold, I have foretold you all things. He foretold who? Who is he telling? Who is Jesus telling? He's telling Jews. Well, he's telling us too, isn't he? No. You know it, but he's not talking to you, he's talking to Jews. Well, isn't that Bible written for me? It's written for you to know it. If you're able to read this and you're in the church age, it says, listen, when you read this, you must know where you are. We are in the church age. Amen. The Holy Ghost is in the earth. But Jesus is writing this. This is before he's getting ready to go to the cross. He's telling these guys, y'all need to know this before I go. Well, didn't they need to know about he's going to be raised from the dead? No, wait a minute. I'm about to wrap this up. That's going to take care of itself. When Jesus come up out the grave, amen, and he come back and he stay on the earth for 40 days, are you following me? They're going to see him. That's going to take care of itself. He's going to personally be with them after he raised from the dead for 40 days. Any questions they have, they're going to be able to ask him. But what he's telling them now, I want to set the dynamics for you. See, when you want certain things and you have certain conclusions and someone start telling you something else, you're going to work your way back to what you want. Well, what about this? You see, what Jesus was talking to them about was not what they wanted to hear from him. They wanted to hear, how are you going to get these Romans out of our business and get us to live a better life? When are you going to pass the stimulus bill, Jesus? Folk out of work, and these Romans is taking over everything. These are political dynamics. The Jews, they were pressing on Jesus and his miracle power, amen, for political dynamics. When are you going to get a better job? When are you going to change how many people working? What's the unemployment rate? Are you going to fix the unemployment rate? Because 50% of us out of work since the Romans took over. It's the same thing, saints. Man is interested in carnal, downhill things. God has a better plan. God's talking about eternity. Eternity. Know how long eternity lasts? Eternally. And so, but Jesus knew that's what they want. So, consequently, when you don't give the people the answers they want, they're going to get mad at you. They're going to get upset with you. You haven't asked Jesus, you ain't answered the question. Jesus, when you going to fix this situation? He coming down and they put palms before him. Amen. They done beat him. They done beat him. He looked like he losing bad. Then they take him to the cross. Can you imagine? Oh no, man. We're going to have to get us another leader. We're going to get us another leader. We need somebody else to lead our party. We need another party leader. Because this guy here, he getting ready to die. And he can't help us. Yeah, that's their thinking. How's he going to fix the situation politically for them? Well, wait a minute, Pastor. This wasn't political. Yes, it was. Why you said political? Didn't they go to who was the guy they went to? The Pharaoh. Didn't they go to the leader? Which one of these guys you gonna kill? Didn't they do that? That's politics. That's the president. That's the king they went to. That's political. And so he said, "Hey, man." This guy hadn't done anything, but you got the power to say who died. Kings have the power to say who died in countries. So anyway, I get all excited about this, but they didn't know. God has something for you. It's bigger than what you're thinking. And it's down here too. It's up there and down here. He said, Mom, now you must be born again. It's an inside out. It's a spiritual to the natural. And so, when he died, they're like, man, this over here. We got to regroup. And But here again, now I'm ahead of myself. But I'm going to go back and I'm going to give you the scriptures. But what had happened is, what you're looking at is Jesus is documenting in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, what's going to take. Jesus is not going to have to come back and tell people, y'all in the tribulation. Hey, you know, hey, just me, just for a quick commercial here to let y'all know, you know, y'all in the tribulation now. I can't be with you right now. I can't come till it's over. No, he's not going to do that. He already did it. It's right here. This is prophecy. He's telling him, he said, you want to know what it's like? Go to Daniel. God showed it to Daniel. He showed Daniel the whole period. Now, some of you haven't read Daniel and read that part. The abomination of desolation, it was revealed to Daniel. Amen. Remember Daniel said he prayed? The angel said, we heard you from the first day you prayed. Wasn't that Daniel? From the first day you prayed. But the prince of Persia, Saul, they were battling 21 days. That's what was brought to Daniel. This period right here, this tribulation period, was revealed. And it tells everything about it. And all Jesus referenced, when he referenced Daniel, he know they can go to Daniel and get all of the details. Man, we don't want to hear about no Daniel. You know, we want you to fix this situation, what we're dealing with right down here. He didn't do it. He did something better than that. Took the church into the church age when he went to the cross and died and raised from the dead. So this is where we have a look at the aspect of Jesus dying and over in Isaiah, amen, 53. We say the bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Those are church age prophecies. Those are church age prophecies. The church age. It's another name for church age. So that means that was going to occur after Jesus' resurrection, and it was prophesied, it was described. That's why he was beat, and they beat him. See, in other words, Isaiah revealed that this was going to happen to Jesus. Yes. And it happened to him before he went to the cross. And it revealed each one of those stood for something. Amen. He beat with a cat of nine tails. He chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. That was prophecy. That prophecy revealed the life we are to live. With his stripes we are healed. Amen. So that's where the root of healing comes, and there are more scriptures relate to it. And then you got Joel prophesied and revealed tongues, amen, the tongues and interpretation, that was going to take place. That was prophesied in Joel. And that's another area altogether, but hey, it's very simple. It's not confusing. Amen. And so we're in that period. It's an exciting period. I like covering it. But it is important because people want to know prophecy that Jesus was getting them ready that when the church age ended. Church age lasts 2,000 years. It's been that long since Jesus died. Very close to it. So after this period ends, the church is going to go right into the tribulation. Looked like it was going to go last year. I'm just kidding, but certain things are taking place. Certain things are taking place. I'll talk to you about that again next time. I'm out of time. Let church say amen.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from The Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of The Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.